I hear Jim Holroyd. Good morning. Or was that Steve Heitmeyer? It might have been Steve Heitmeyer.
Yeah. Hi.
Is that you, Steve?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm hiding. There we go.
You're fine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you feeling, Steve?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it a couple minutes started. Usually, we don't have Bible study usually on this Sunday. Just because it's the Sunday after Christmas, but we wanted to keep the connection going and kind of have a discussion about this topic. What's new with you guys?
Laura has a new house. I guess that's the newest thing, newest most notable thing.
That's big news.
We had Christmas at Laura's new house.
Whoa.
It didn't have a tree or anything because they just had finished putting in the floor, and it's not, and the countertops aren't quite in the kitchen, and the sink and the stove weren't in the kitchen, so we had Instapot meal. But it was really neat that she wanted to have Christmas at her house, and
that's
great. Yeah,
first time ever.
Yeah.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Good morning. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Loud and clear.
Oh, good. I think. I never know for sure.
All right. We're just going to give it. How was your Christmas, Jan?
Oh, it was great. We had a good time. And, oh, there's Rick. And everybody thinks I'm a cold person. So I got a warm, fuzzy bathrobe and a big blanket-like bathrobe with a hood, and it comes down to about here on my hands. And Jason Sparky made me an 8-pound quilt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's huge, and it's fuzzy, and it's warm, and it's heavy. But it's fun.
It'd be warm, yeah.
Oh, very warm. If I probably break out the sweat and run outside to cool off. But that's okay. Good morning to the rest of you.
Yeah, let's take a moment and just recognize who else we have. Ruth, yeah. Good to have you on. Merry Christmas. How's Miss Kathy?
Miss Kathy is very pregnant.
Yeah.
Very pregnant. But she doesn't want to have him until after the first. So the baby pool is all over the place at this point.
Yeah. Well, I always loved what our doctor said. Alicia's on the call here too. When we were getting close, we were about 36, 37 weeks with Miles. Alicia's doctor said, you got to leave him cooking for a couple more days to get a few IQ points. Because literally, like, every day you wait, you know, the baby's just, you know, developing all that brain stuff. And so the doctor's like, let's wait one more day. That's going to boost him 5 more weeks. Yeah.
Well, he's got the kicking stuff down, so.
Our Ryan was born December 29th, so he was a tax deduction.
Yeah. Kathy's birthday was just the 19th, but she'd like to meet her deductible in 2021 right off the bat. So.
How far along is Kathy? Is she?
Her due date is mid-January, about January 14th or 15th. So she's right on schedule. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's very interesting under the COVID conditions. I mean, it's very hands-off.
Yeah.
Her doctor's visits often are just Zoom calls. How you doing? Fine. How you feel? Fine.
Yeah.
I feel for those new dads that can't go in for those appointments and hear those heartbeats. Does Dan able to go in?
No. No, I don't think so. I think he zoomed in to the ultrasounds, but he will be able to be in the delivery room.
Oh, I didn't think they would let him yet.
Yes.
But that's good.
Yeah. Her, the midwife, and dad.
That's great. We also have Audrey Gonzalez. She is I think nearing 42 weeks. She's over. She's, in fact, Joan's coming in on the call. We can probably get an update from Joan. Audrey is Joan's granddaughter. Joan McDonald here.
Well, Kathy's viewpoint was, don't tell me my due date. Tell me the date that we're going to get this over with.
Yeah.
Well, it would be a good day.
But at the other end of the scale, Brian's mother-in-law is 98 today.
Nice.
Yes.
And doing quite well.
That's Jean, right? Jean? Hmm? Or what's her name? Is it Jean?
Jean. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or Bestemor is what the grandchildren and most everybody else calls her. That's her Danish.
Danish, yeah.
Danish. I know
Danish is the grandma is more is Mormor. So Bestemor is what is that? Is that great grandmother?
Bestemor is grandmother.
Huh.
Okay. And Mormor I think is a more affectionate term maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll have to ask.
Ruth Dally in our church is by the way, her name is Mormor.
She's
called Mormor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a Danish thing. So can everyone hear me okay, by the way?
Yes.
Is it coming through all right? Okay. Awesome. Rick and Kathy, good to have you on. Merry Christmas. What's going on
Merry
in your
Christmas.
World?
What's that? How
about you guys? What's going on with you guys?
Nothing.
It's all good.
I'm done. I'm not. Meemaw's not doing anything anymore. So I'm done.
Yesterday was our do nothing day, and we truly did nothing, and that was nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
We watched movies all day, so
sweet.
I've got a lot of cleaning, but I'm just kind of waiting. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the Goot Broads, Merry Christmas to the Goot Broads.
I need some of that 5G technology. It took me 5 minutes to get hooked up this morning. Goodness. But 5G was in the news today, so it's not good.
Sure, it's not just a coffee issue, Oscar?
Oh, no. Oh, no. By two cops.
Joan and Beverly, I was sharing with everyone about Audrey. Is there any update on Audrey? Nothing yet. I'm seeing.
You're muted.
But I can read her face. I'm thinking baby's not here yet. So, all right.
And
you're going to have to, let me just ask him to unmute here.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Darn it.
I can call.
Looks like Jim and Ellen are on the call. Merry Christmas to Jim and Ellen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Anna good Lee. To hear you.
Yep. And can we get an update on Audrey, Beverly, or Joan?
Yes, she's still waiting. And we saw her Christmas Day.
Okay.
She was here at Joan's. And if they don't,
now you're frozen.
It doesn't happen pretty soon.
All right.
So.
I'm glad you guys are on the call, and we'll keep in our prayers. It's exciting times. AL, who's AL? AL is
Alicia Lucky.
Oh,
boy. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there she is.
Looks like you got your hands full, AL.
Who's fishing in that scene?
That is, I can't remember that lake. Actually, that is, that's in the Olympic Peninsula in Washington. That's a lake. I can't remember the name of that little, that's actually man-made, that lake.
Wow.
Good to have you guys on. Hopefully you got the material for today. Just another chance to dig into the wired word. I just a couple things just to check in with you, announcements that I have. One is that if anyone wants communion, boy, just know that it's available. Kind of our policy is that you come to church and I serve you right here. It's just a great way where people can get communion, even if you want communion every week. There's nothing wrong with that. Some Lutherans take communion every week. That's a habit practice that they have. I have no problem if you call me up and say, hey, I'd love to receive communion on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I will meet you and commune you in that way. I'm trying to limit my connection in homes for obvious reasons. Because as soon as you go into a home, then potentially could be exposed, or I may have the virus, I could spread it to somebody else. But what we found is when people drive up to church and go through that drive-in, kind of like what we do, it can be done in a very safe and just kind of simple way, and also can share communion. So if you hear of anyone, just help me out. If anyone that wants communion, just let them know, hey, pastor would love nothing more to bring you communion, to offer that, but just come by church, and that's an easy way to get it. So, next Sunday is January 3rd. We're going to have a drive-through service. So that's another communion service. Should just be a great chance to get in your car, tune into God's word. I'm looking at the format of that today, actually. We may try some live action with that. There may be a live sermon. So we'll see. But
great Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve was great. Yeah, I know some of you were there. Just great to just simple service, reading, some songs. Hey. Just kind of joyful. Yeah.
Ooh. And, delivery.
Hey, David. David, you got one of those for me?
Did you ride away? He ride away fast, yeah. I guess. But yeah. Yes, good morning. Here with now I'll wake up and join you.
And I would just also say that I like this time of year quite a bit. I'm actually pretty excited about whether we're doing in-person or not in-person, however it goes. I love the month of January. It's a good time of season for me to set spiritual patterns for myself. And so I love that. And I would just also encourage you guys to be thinking about that as well. We have some great Bible studies ahead in the month ahead. Next
week, I'm excited about your new women's Bible study.
Women's Bible study is going to be really simple but very impactful. I'm going to be kind of something I've been studying myself. I'll be sharing it with the ladies each time we meet. I think it's going to be a really good time. It's a time to just look at one promise from God and then maybe four or five passages that support that promise. A devotion, prayer, and then a time of challenge for the ladies to be thinking about, you know, not just the promise, but how is God challenging me to live in that promise in 2021? So that'll be really good. The men have a good study going on with Galatians. And then we're also going to be, on Sunday mornings, going to be taking a look at Max Lucado's book, Anxious About Nothing. You don't need the book for that. I've got a video that I'm going to show for some of that Bible study, and I'll have a format for that study as well. So just, I mean, my goodness, really good studies here, and she needs to grow in the faith. Whether we're in person or not, we'll find out this week. The hygiene team is going to speak about that. But don't let that upset you or excite you. Seriously, don't get caught up in that. The big thing is we can get attached to God's word. In a powerful way. So, and lots of opportunities to do that. Hopefully the hope is that we do have in person at church, but again, don't let that settle you. Oh, it's going to be a good year, bad year. The point is we got to be connected to God's word. And that certainly happens in the worship service, of course, but so many opportunities to do that. Let's see. I think that does it. Anything else that you guys have to share? All right.